Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
WSB.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Jamie Foxx here. You there? You listening to the Mark Arum Show? You better.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show, and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria, formerly Stoic, on the other side of the takeout window. Vinny from TV joins us on a breaking news night on the Mark Arum Show. We announced at the beginning of the show, Vincenz, that starting January 9th, you already knew this, but starting January 9th, the Mark Arum Show will now be heard from 7 to 9 p.m. on WSB. And folks are wondering if this would impact your role on the show, and it shouldn't. You should be okay, right?
I'm good. Yeah, actually, it fits right in the schedule.
Until TV says, hey, Vinny, what are you doing?
Getting long breaks.
Well, you don't get a two-hour lunch, Vin.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'll be here for probably an hour of the show.
So. I talked to Jovita Moore today. She wished her congratulations, and I said, hey, we're on at 7 now, right after you get off the air, so you can come down and hang with us all the time. So she's going to come down. But most importantly, I want to know how you guys feel as listeners. Been loyal listeners for almost 3 years here to the Mark Arum Show at 10 p.m. How can we make this transition easier for you at 7 to 9? Because I want to keep the 10 to midnight listeners. You guys, we wouldn't be on 7 to 9 if it wasn't for all the listeners 10 to midnight.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, so we're taking your thoughts, your questions, your comments. Got another question on Twitter. The 1035 song, It's So Good to Be an American, will that be making the change? Yes, we will be playing that now at 7:35 p.m. So
yeah, Chuck's hoping that
I was really hoping there'd be a boycott by the 7 p.m. audience.
No.
And we would stop playing that song.
Give the people what they want.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, how many of those people that listen from 10 to midnight, though, stay up to hear the show? You know, maybe this is a little more convenient for them.
Hopefully for some, and hopefully we'll grow the audience. But we're going to get the podcast up at 9, Chuck says.
Nice.
So people that, like Marco, wakes up at 9, so he'll be able to listen in the shower or whatever. So we're going to do whatever we can to keep you folks listening, the evening audience, because we love you. We couldn't have done it.
Mark has volunteered to drive with a person that's going in at 10 o'clock once a week.
Once a week, I'll
chat with them.
Talk to someone on their commute in.
There you go. That's wonderful.
Your comments, thoughts, and questions. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Lord loves the working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
Manville Johnson joins us on the program. Manville, good news or bad news for you with the time shift?
This is going to be pretty good for me, I would say. You know, I'm normally in my car going to work, trying, you know, listen to your show. And sometimes it's kind of hard for me to call in because I done got my calls dropped on my phone, my end. So I think this will be good for me because I get up normally about 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know, whatever, because I have to be to work at 11. So, I think it's good for me. As long as you keep that 10:35 song, I'm good. I know Low T don't like it, but hey, the reason why I say that is because you know that I was the caller after him when he sung that song that time. So that's like, you know, that's like.
You were part of history. You were part of history. We need to find that guy. I know he was calling from Alabama. But we need to find that guy.
He was fishing or something.
Because we could legitimately sell that song on iTunes and make him money. But we can't do it without his permission.
No, and we need a, we need a good recording.
And we'd have to give a portion of the proceeds to drunk Kurt Schilling because he did the instrumental on there. but yeah, don't you worry about it. That song will be here, Manville. And I'm glad, hopefully you'll be able to call in more often with the new time slot.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. It'd be, you know, I can either call in like right at 8:30 or 8:15 or somewhere along there. You know, even if I might not wake up right at 7 to listen, I can definitely, you know, I'll be able to call in. I know that much.
My man. All right, man. Well, I'm glad you're making the shift with us, brother.
All right, you guys take it easy. Low T, I'm sorry, man. I got to have that song.
All right. For you, I'll let it slide.
Well, you know, we can put all these to votes, but I'm pretty sure that 1035
sure
song is
yeah,
sticking around. Just... Eric's in Conyers. Eric, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
I think this is going to be a change to adjust to for sure. And I would agree with that previous caller about the Atlanta music stations being kind of a wasteland.
Well, we are always here for you. And
well, I mostly keep it on WSB nowadays, and I'm also one of y'all's traffic troopers that covers y'all's 5 East Metro counties.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. The East Side. Yep. East Side, Eric. So will you be able to listen to us live 7 to 9, or is that going to be an issue?
I'll still be able to listen to you, but you know, Clark Howard on from 10 to midnight, we know he's always been good to WSB listeners. And we still have Brian Kilmeade on at midnight.
That's right. We'll still have Kilmeade. And listen, it's change, again, at the start of the show, change, I hate change. Change sucks. I would have moved out of my house 5-10 years ago, but I just don't like change. Change is not, change, I'm an old grouch when it comes to change.
I don't mind changing, I just don't like moving furniture.
Yeah, moving furniture is bad too. But this is a change that is better for all of the parts of the show. I mean, this is Longoria's going to be able to get home earlier to his kids. Yep. Loti's going to be able to get earlier to go home to see Hot Neighbor.
There you go.
I'm going to actually have be able to sleep at night as opposed to doing all my
stuff. Wow. During the
day. My body's going to be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's going to be getting used to. You better start getting on that schedule.
I know.
Break here. Your 3-week break.
Now, I used to do a show in Connecticut from Atlanta in 2008, and I was on 6 to 8 p.m. So I've done that kind of split shift before, and I've done the split shift in traffic before where I would do 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I've done it before. This shift that we've been doing the last 3 years has been the toughest.
Yeah, this is a way different beast.
I never used to get sick. I went 5 years at a time without taking a sick day before I started doing this shift. And this shift, I mean...
Yeah, you've been sick a lot more.
I have been sick a lot. Well, just sick, period.
Yeah.
I used to never get sick.
Lack of sleep will beat you up.
Yeah, man, it's a tough thing.
It really wrecks your immune system.
Billy's up next on the program. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Arum?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm not... I guess I'm a little off topic. I'm not calling about your show.
That's fine.
Yeah, you strike me as a stand-up guy. I've been listening to AM radio or talk radio for a long time, and I never do call in. And I fully expect for you to cut me off when I say these two words, and because it's happened a couple of times before. But I hear all this talk politically about this and that. Democrats are doing this. Republicans are doing that. And I don't hear any real solutions. And I am, by trade, I'm a problem solver. I won't mention what trade I'm in because I'm in a very simple trade.
Okay.
But I am a problem solver. And I've done some light reading in my past and in the recent past, and I've seen that and I've learned that there's a thing called, here's the two words, jury nullification. And the last time I mentioned this on talk radio, I was cut off very quickly.
Expand on jury nullification.
Well, because we can control our government. Our leaders, our founders of this great country of mine that I love dearly. I'm 48 years old, a white male from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized after doing some, like I said, light reading, that we don't need our elected officials' permission to do a lot of things. You know, we have people leaving Georgia to move to Colorado because their children
need the marijuana.
Need the cannabis oil, whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't need, through jury nullification, we don't need our elected officials permission to do anything. We can do whatever we want. If, mind you, we had a informed public, which is the jury is the most powerful force in this political system that we have. The jury collectively has more power than anybody, more power than the president, more power than the Supreme Court.
So you're saying jury nullification.
Yeah. Yes, right. We should be, you and all people in your position should be informing people that we have this right. We don't, we're not supposed to go to a jury.
I think we have going on right here, Billy, is our first topic on January 9th when the new time slot comes around. Jury nullification.
No, we don't.
7 to 9.
Right away.
Meg in Pennsylvania.
Oh, look at Meg.
I heard through the grapevine you're not very happy with me right now.
No, I am grumbling. I am.
We'll say hi to Longoria first.
I am Matt. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Hello, Longoria.
Hi.
I like the switch.
Yeah.
Wow. I bring the good out in her.
7 to 9 p.m. I'm assuming it doesn't work well for your schedule.
No, I'm sorry.
What are you doing from 7 to 9 p.m. traditionally?
Cooking.
All right. Yes. So you can listen while you're cooking.
Well, yes, I can, but, you know, I'm busy doing other stuff, so.
Yeah. Can you make the adjustment, Meg?
I will for you and Longoria and
Chuck.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Wow, that's nice.
And, well, you're an idiot. All right. I love you anyway.
I love you too, Meg.
Bye.
Thanks. Glad Meg's making the switch with us. Clarence is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Clarence.
What's up, Mikey Mark?
Living the dream, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm living the dream too, man. Listen to you and the crew.
7 to 9 next year. Does that work for you?
Hey, Roger that. Big 10-4. Kick it on back.
Awesome. Hey. Awesome. Yes, sir.
Hey, but no, you guys are going to get a crossover of people come and listen to you now, especially with Longoria's bumper music. Hey, it touches everybody, you know.
Cool, man.
All age groups, races, creeds, and colors.
It's always been the goal of our show. Some shows will hyper-target 7 to 9% of the population. They want that 7 to 9% to listen. And this is on all radio formats. You know, if you have a country station, you're looking for 7 to 9% of the population. If you have a hip-hop station, you're looking for 7 to 9%. Conservative talk show, 7%. I want 100% of the people to be able to tune into the Mark Arum Show and enjoy
the
Mark Arum Show. So that's what I hope will happen at 7 to 9. There is a bigger audience. There are more people listening in toto from 7 to 9 than 10 to midnight. But I just hope that we bring our 10 to midnight audience with us because you guys, you're the best and you get us. We get you and you get us. That's all I have to say about that. We'll come back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your comments on Twitter, by the way, also at Mark Arum and Facebook Mark Arum WSB. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Johnny Kilbasa joining us next half hour with a fast food review. Back to the phones. Your thoughts on the Mark Arum Show schedule change in 2017. Skyler is in Canton. Skyler, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I gotta say congratulations to you on the new time change.
Thank you, brother.
I gotta say, though, I'm a little apprehensive about it. See, I work from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Somewhat regularly.
Yeah.
And usually, I listen to your show, and it's very interesting to listen to the show now, you know, from 10 to midnight. Mm-hmm. And then to hear you again, me not having any breaks in the morning, you giving traffic, I'm like, oh my God, how does this guy sleep? How do you live?
Yeah, I don't sleep.
I remember commenting on Facebook about it. I was like, how does this guy, how do you do that? So it's good to know that you'll end up getting some more sleep, you know.
I think we all will. You know, instead of getting, you know, leaving at midnight, Chuck's going to be able to get home at a reasonable hour. Longoria, hopefully, as well. Get that stoicism back in 2017.
I'll work on it.
Vinny's going to get to go home earlier now, too, a little bit, right? That'll work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So you still be able to listen, Skyler?
Yeah, I'll still be able to listen. It's a little bit busy around that time, but you know what? I'll do it for you, Mark.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it, buddy. We all have to make sacrifices in 2017, and I appreciate you for doing that. Matt's in Marietta. Matt, welcome to the show.
Everybody clap your hands.
Oh, he almost tried to get in there.
Almost.
You missed it.
Sorry, Matt. Call back, buddy. Kimberly's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Kimberly.
Hey, my name is Kamily.
Oh, hey, Kamily. How are you?
I'm good. First off, I want to say rest in peace to Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, rest in peace.
Not
yes.
Robin Thicke, Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke.
I grew up on Growing Pains, so I want to say just rest in peace to him because that's very sad. And I want to say that I'm a mom between those hours from 7 to 9 trying to get the kid together, cleaning up, doing laundry, whatever. That's a hard time for me. So we're just going to blast it in the house. I think that's
nice. Yeah, I've got a friend
in the house. It's just going to be on and everybody's going to have to deal with it. And I'm converting because I don't need nothing to change though. No one needs to change. The music needs to stay the same because that's classic. And everybody from 7 to 9, they're going to have to adjust to that. I'm sorry, but you need to leave.
Listen, I promise you, Camellia.
Kamily.
Well, Chuck will Kimberly on here.
That was my fault.
I promise you, nothing on this show will change except maybe the final song. But everything else is going to be the same.
No, the final song is the classic. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
All right,
there's a vote for that.
But you're not the first mom that's told me, 7 to 9 is a busy time for mamas.
Oh, it is. Let's throw in a lullaby.
It's a busy time for me right then. So, it really is. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. We're just going to have to listen to it in the house, and everybody's going to have to deal with it.
Yes. Mama's busy, kids.
She's an advocate for that.
So all the mamas listening out there, from Marietta to Stockbridge to Yorktown, you just blare the Mark Arum Show 7 to 9 while you're doing your mama duties. That's my suggestion to you. We'll come back. More of your calls. Johnny Kielbasa, 404-872-0750. It's the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee.
Carroll to Gwinnett.
Fulton to Forsyth.
And all the Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather.
A traffic riddler.
Or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately.
Accurate.
From the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Hi, this is Kevin Nealon. You're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Boy, that is Jewish.
He packed in the animals 2x2. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Shep and Ham. Tell me about the master plan. Oh, my love.
Welcome back to the show, 11:36, 24 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12, every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Until January 9th of 2017, we shift schedules, and the Mark Arum Show will now be heard 7 to 9 p.m., so we're bumping up 3 hours earlier. Great news for all of us personally, physically, mentally, but we understand there might be some listeners that will not be able to tune in from 7 to 9 p.m. that normally listen to 10 to 12, so we're taking your calls, your concerns on that. A couple of benefits to this, aside from our well-being and our schedules, we will be able to do remote shows now, so we will be able to go out and
I'm excited about
that. At 7 p.m., we can go and do a show at a Waffle House or at a Tilted Kilt or wherever. At 10 p.m., we couldn't do that, so we can do that now. We'll be able to do live lounge shows where we bring the audience into us and we do a live show in the soundstage over there. So there's a lot of we're going to have a website finally. Ella's finally going to get her gift card. I mean, there's a lot of
wait a minute.
There's a lot of benefits to this. So we'll continue to take your calls. I know this is a rough transition. It's tough for some people. I've heard some people on Facebook and Twitter that you know, they drive to work 10 to 11 or 11 at midnight, and they just can't. And I feel bad because you guys listening enabled us to get the better time slot. So I believe me, I want to do everything I can to make sure the 10 to midnight listeners are still happy. We'll talk about that in just a second. I need some problem solving here. I was talking to Vinny off the air. So tomorrow morning, I've got a Secret Santa swap thing going on Channel 2.
Okay.
At 7 a.m. We're doing a gift exchange.
Okay.
And I totally didn't get my
anything.
Person's gift yet.
Is this shocking?
Not shocking at all.
No.
So here are my options. I can go home and find something in my house to give this person.
Right.
Or I can go home and on the way home tonight, I can stop and get something from somewhere. But what's open? There's like Kroger's 24 hours.
And Walmart.
Vinny says the Walmart is 24 hours. Walmart, I don't know.
A lot. Most Walmarts are.
But yeah. is there anything?
Publix, I think.
Publix closes at 11.
Oh, yeah.
Kroger's
are.
The Kroger
some are.
Howell Mill is 24. I know that.
Yeah.
But is there even anything like gift worthy I can get at a Kroger or Walmart for a Secret
You're
Santa?
Better off getting it at Walmart more than a Kroger.
That's why I said that. That's why I said Walmart. Because
tell them what you said. I should get
CVS. I don't think you can go to CVS. There's CVS's that are 24 hours.
Yeah, CVS.
Everyone turn their mics off. I'm going to tell you who my Secret Santa is.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you what Vinny said I should get this person. Everyone's mics off?
Oh my God!
that's his gift.
That's his gift idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, but I said that for everybody.
You may be able to get that at midnight.
That's my gift for everybody.
I might get that for my wife.
It's a generic gift.
All right? I'm not getting Vinny's idea. No. But do I just go home and take a bottle of wine and give her a bottle of wine?
That might work.
Great. Yeah. She falls off the boat and.
Yeah, a bottle of wine.
What if they're an alcoholic?
Here's a good... Smiling gave me a bottle of Bailey's for Christmas. Do I re-gift that?
Oh, yeah.
It still has the bow on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just make sure that your name's not on it. You know?
No, it's just a bow. All right,
dust it off.
No, he gave it to me like 2 days ago.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So I'll just give her that bottle of Bailey's.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Women love Bailey's. All right. I mean,
Women also love Vinny's gift.
Yeah, they would.
Some might, yes.
All right, back to the phone. Sorry about that. Tommy's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I got a couple questions. The first thing with the new time slot is, are you guys changing any, are you going to lose anything from the show? Like you just mentioned that you're going to add a bunch of things, being able to do live broadcasts, but are you going to lose anything? You're going to have Johnny Cavazza and all that still?
The Mark Arum Show, as it's heard from 10 to midnight, will be the same show that's heard 7 to 9. We will change nothing. It will be the same exact show.
Nice.
The only positive it might be, since we're on earlier, we might be able to get more guests because it's easier to line up a guest for 7 p.m. than it is for 11 p.m. So, but what we do will stay the same. We're still going to have fun. We're still going to joke around. Johnny Kilbasa, Little Sanjay, Lonely Tailgater, Vinny. I mean, the whole gang's coming with us.
That's really, I mean, you guys are really a refreshment to talk radio, in my opinion. I mean, there's a lot of angry people on talk radio, and this is a very fun, very relaxed show, and I appreciate it.
And that's what I told the guy in the AJC. I don't know if it made the column or not, but he interviewed me last night about the change, and I said, Rodney Ho from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I said, our goal always has been to have people laugh in their car and not be angry when they're driving. A lot of shows, you get angry listening, and the hosts are angry, and we've got enough anger in our lives. That's always been the goal for Low T Longoria and myself, is to have people have fun while listening. That's still going to be the goal. That's still what we want to do. Tony's in Madison. Tony, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, what's up?
What up, Tone?
Not much, man. Just coming home from the Adam Sandler concert.
Dude, I slept through it. Can you believe that?
Oh, man, you missed it, man. It's so good.
I had two tickets, and I woke up at 9 p.m. today, and I was like, son of a gun, I totally missed it. But I would have had to have leave at like 9:45, so someone told me that Sandler wasn't even on then, right? He went on last?
Yeah, he was the very last.
Yeah.
He had Rob Schneider on first.
But it was a good show?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed it, my friend.
Well, thank you. I did want to say I am going to be sticking around, definitely, for the 7 to 9 hours.
Okay, so you're still going to be able to listen.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a little better for me.
Oh, good. All right. And that's my hope, that 7 to 9 might be easier for a lot of folks to listen than 10 to midnight is.
It really would be, because I work mornings. So so I'm usually pretty tired by the time.
Oh, good, good.
The clock rolls around.
And as soon as I say that, Longoria is yawning on the other side.
Sorry.
This is going to be good for your health.
Oh, it is.
Let's make a pact. You
5 hours of sleep every night is not good.
All right, here's a good question.
Not at all.
A legitimate question. Let's bring Johnny Kilbasa on this. Don't play his intro yet. All right, so the new schedule.
How you doing, everybody?
Hey, Elwine. So, 7-9, Johnny. The question, the biggest question I have is, when do I eat dinner? What are we going to do collectively as a group for dinner? Do we eat before the show?
No, eat during the show.
Eat during the show or eat after the show?
Yeah, because see, my dinner's out at like 8 o'clock, you know? That's right in the middle of the show.
Yeah, so what, Chuck, what are you going to do with Hot Neighbors? So you're going to be here, you're rolling in through Erickson right to me, so you're going to have to eat after the show, right? Or unless you're bringing food from home.
How about turning your mic on?
Yeah, turn your mic on there.
You might want to do that.
That's really brunch around 4 is what I would suggest.
Brunch at 4 is good.
Johnny.
Brunch.
Jeez, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I know.
I never thought about it.
I just thought of that, too. So.
All right, switch it back then.
But here's
let's not get carried away.
but here's what I'm saying. You know, because we're going to be a better schedule, a healthier schedule, this doesn't really relate to Chuck, Longoria and I.
Yeah.
Should we scale back on the fast food consumption?
Maybe.
You should do that.
You're saying that with Johnny Kilbasa on the line?
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Because what did I bring in today for us?
A Mickey D's.
Mickey Donald's. Yeah. Mickey Donald's.
Mickey Donald's.
That's a new place. Just
Mickey D's.
That sounds like a bad hit, man.
We gotta think about. We have a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
yes, we do.
Do you know where we're doing it? Don't say it out loud, but
can you tell me where we're meeting?
All right.
I think so.
I don't want any weirdos.
Yeah, I don't need
walking in.
Just show up and yell at us.
I don't want the 10:30 song.
We'll discuss.
You can still go from 14 fast food meals a week down to 5 fast food meals a week and still experience the entire breadth and depth of the world.
The whole gamut. All right, we'll discuss what we're going to do for dinner tomorrow night. Before we do that, though, let's hit the fast food.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline. Parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know. Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese. I am to please, and I carry around a full stick of butter in a plastic bag in the glove compartment of my car.
All right, good to know.
Beautiful.
Before we get to what's on the menu, this time change for you. You obviously are going to be a major part. You're going to get more exposure for JohnnyKilbasa.com and the podcast and all that. Are you okay with the earlier time slot? You going to be all right with this?
I'm okay with it, Mark.
All right.
I'll be able to get more sleep, too.
Yeah, that's right, Johnny.
I'll be able to eat more. I'll be able to go more places. I'll be able to do all sorts of stuff.
And
because nobody...
Tony had a good point to Chuck. What did Tony say to you, Chuck, off the air? About Johnny Kilbasa?
He said, you know, with a larger audience and people being trapped in their cars and hungry and trying to drive home from work, Johnny's going to start wielding a lot of power because just by mentioning a fast food joint, the number of people that will veer off of the highway and be like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to go get whatever, Wendy's. I think Johnny's going to start, you know, actually having a huge
Johnny's going to start taking some payola.
Yeah.
The Wendy's people
and
are
solving
like,
some traffic problems
dude,
as well.
Tell them to go get the new chicken sandwich at Wendy's. We'll give you $50. So you'll have that going for you, Johnny. Which is
wait
nice.
Till they get a load of me, Mark.
All right. Without further ado, what's on the menu tonight, my friend?
You know, my North DeKalb buddies that I hang out with are always telling me, Johnny, you spend a lot of time on North Druid Hills, but you're always on that other side of North Druid Hills. What about the side of North Druid Hills where Lawrenceville Highway and North DeKalb are? How about Checkers? You never talk about Checkers.
Good point.
So I went down, I headed west today, and I went to Checkers and found a diamond in the rough, a hidden gem that I hadn't seen before, and it's the A1 Buttery Steak Burger. I know A1 had gotten into everybody's, the backseat of everybody's car lately.
Yeah.
A1 here, A1 there, and all sorts of fast food places. Well, they kind of flipped on down to Checkers, didn't really tell many people about it. And made this A1 buttery steak burger, but that not only has burger, not only has cheese, not only has the onion straws that we all love, it also has Philly steak meat.
Wow! In addition to the burger,
steak on top of it with the Swiss, with the grilled onions, with the ketchup and mayo, and They have, it's not just buttery steak. They have actual steak butter. Now, this is two of my favorite words crammed together
wow.
into one.
Steak butter. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah. Why haven't I been eating steak butter with every meal for the last 10 years?
I don't know. That's ridiculous.
It took the Checkers to figure that out. A1 buttery steak burger. I mean, you had me at buttery. It's pretty good. Head on down to Checkers. There's a few of them stranded around. They're not as prevalent as every other fast food joint is. But
sure.
On your way out to Strokers when you're heading down North Street Highway, everybody, stop on down.
Yeah, right on Buford Highway, there's one right down from Strokers. Back where that old Dairy Queen used to be. Rest in peace to the DQ.
Yeah.
The DQ there was. We used to go there before when I'd fill in for Captain Herb. We'd stop at the DQ at near Petrie DeKalb Airport and get a chocolate milkshake and then get nauseous in the chopper.
Ooh.
Well, Johnny, congrats on the earlier time shift. Johnny will be a major contributor to MarkAram.com as well. So we look forward to increased Johnny Kielbasa in 2017. We appreciate you as always. And
if the cholesterol is high from 7 to 9, who am I? Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Kielbasa. Download my podcast at JohnnyKielbasa.com.
Appreciate you, bruh.
Bruh.
All right, we're going to come back, finish up your calls on the Mark Arum Show Time Change, 7 to 9 p.m. on 2017. Your thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
We will not be on live tomorrow, I'll be honest with you, because we have to do the show prep meeting tomorrow afternoon, so I apologize for that. Your final thoughts on the shift change. JP's up on this program. JP, what do you think about 7 to 9 next year?
Dude, love you long time, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm glad with the 7 to 9 shift, because that tells me that the people at WSB recognize greatness, man.
Well, I wouldn't say greatness, but they recognize ratings.
They recognize mediocrity.
They recognize something.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I all the credit goes to you folks listening now, because WSB has never had the ratings they've had 10 to midnight since we came along.
Nope.
It's not even close.
I definitely believe that. But, hey, can you give us all a quick history? Because I remember sitting in the Kroger parking lot trying to get some milk and having to wait because I heard you and Johnny K. It must have been on like a Sunday, but it was a long time ago. So mm-hmm. When did you really start all this?
I started doing a weekend show. It was sports on WSB in 2002.
I was going to say, it was like 13 or 14 years
ago. Yeah, 2002 is when I first started doing a weekend show. And I did the weekend show up until 3 years ago. And then we started the daily show. So I've been doing talk on WSB for a while.
Well, yeah, I knew you were the traffic guy, but man, when you came on at 10 to midnight, it was great, but you're keeping me up late, so 7 to 9 is great.
Yeah, well, I mean, just like us, JP, maybe you can get some more sleep now at 7 to 9. Real quick, Matt and Marietta. Matt, what do you think of the time shift?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. I think it's awesome, man. I think it'll expose the show to a lot of new viewers, and I think it's great for all you guys. I think it's like a promotion in a way.
Oh, it definitely is a promotion. Will you be able to listen 7 to 9?
Oh, yeah, man. And by the way, I'm Matt from Kroger, who met Longoria.
Oh, hey, cool. What's up, man?
Yeah, awesome. What's up, Longoria?
Was Longoria trying to steal crab legs?
No. Luckily, yeah. I was buying manly stuff like meat and
jalapenos.
Stuff,
yeah,
jalapenos. Those were buying like
just
toilet paper.
A 12-pack of Modelo.
Yeah. Nice.
Is that the guy that recognized your voice?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Good
yeah,
job.
That's cool.
JJ and Roswell, final call. Your thoughts on the time change.
Hey, guys. First of all, congratulations to all your own. I know it's going to impact your lives. Although, I want to know who's going to pick up the tab for my Prozac. I'm going to be a little depressed.
Well, the podcast will be up at 9 if you can't listen from 7 to 9. So we're going to do whatever we can to make sure the 10 p.m. to midnight audience we have now is taken care of. Star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
We're giving it to the listeners. Every one of you that have made this possible, you are the star of the show, not only for this show, but for the last 3 years. Without you and your loyal listening habits, we would not have gotten the promotion to 7 to 9. We will continue this conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum WSB, Instagram, Mark Arum, and as always, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.